Blog Talk Radio.
Let us give you praise, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch the hearts of those who don't know you, God. Send someone their way, Father, to tell them the good news of the Lord. Father God, this is your day that you have made, and yes, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for being God in our lives. We thank you for being our covering. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our deliverer. God, whatever it is that we must do to please you, touch our hearts on this evening, Father. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in your magnificent name. We have prayed this prayer. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Welcome to Fresh Fire Friday. And yes, I am that host. Yes, I am he. Yes, I am Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I am the host with the most, giving thanks to the Holy Ghost on this evening. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to thank you. We want to thank you. We want to thank you. And most of all, we want to give praise to the Father who deserves all the praise. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you.
Without further ado, history has repeated itself again. And we want everybody to know, every demon in hell, around hell, we want them to know that we're coming out again. And brothers and sisters, I am proud to present for the second time our presiding Bishop Paul Martin and our wonderful international fellowship choir. Let's praise God for them as they come. Let's praise God for our choir as they come. And our praise singers. Come on, everybody. Let's praise God for them.
Won't you stand to your feet, everybody? And let's offer up God some praise. In here, come on, let's hear your praise. The word of the Lord declares in Psalms 47 and 1, clap your hands, O ye people, and shout it to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Because the Lord our God is awesome. He reigns as Lord. He reigns as King. Oh, come on, let me hear your praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Put your hands together, everybody. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Put your hands together. Come on, come on, come on, come on, everybody.
going to question if God is really on your side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but it's still like Sunday morning choir in the studio. We're going to keep this party going. We're going to keep on praising him, and we're going to keep on worshiping him. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah to the King of Kings.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it?
walking around with stuff on my back. But about 3 minutes ago, what was on our back? We looked down and it was under our feet. And before we knew it, we started. We'll be right back.
Jesus said, if you lean on me, Jesus said, you can lean on me.
have breath. Praise God. So I just want to know if I can get a few praises out there that can get up on your feet. I wish I could get somebody here.
Praise him. Come on and do it right now. Yeah.
Praise him.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Stomp your feet, clap your hands, say glory, hallelujah. You can make your own music in your heart, amen. It's like Sunday morning up in here. It is Holy Ghost hot up in the studio on Fresh Friday this evening, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just thank you for your presence in this place. See, I know the presence of God is upon me. I know when the presence of God is in the midst or in my area, in my arena. I know when God is there because there's a ministering to the spirit of that individual. So if you're riding in your car, you're home, you're at the gym, and if you're enjoying the show this evening, give God praise, give God thanks, amen, because before we go and close on this Friday, I want to share a word, a brief word with you, amen, because there's so much suffering going on in the world. There's so much suffering going on in the church. People want to throw in the towel. People want to surrender. People want to give up. People want to act a fool. People just want to throw their hands up and say, Lord, I'm done with it, whatever the situation may be. But I'm here to tell you that God has a reason for our suffering. And I'm not making it up. This is not something I thought of. It is Bible. It is biblical. 2 Corinthians, amen. And if you start at chapter 1, it's starting at verse 3 through verse 7. I'm going to read it briefly and swiftly. But we will get an understanding of why we have to suffer. We just have to suffer. Those of us that are suffering right now, whatever you may be going through, whatever burden is upon you, whatever is breaking you down, go through it. Because believe me, God has a purpose for you, and there's a reason. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 3, because God is going to comfort that suffering. You need to know that. You're not going to suffer. We're not going to suffer always. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of our comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. You get that? He comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort others when they are troubled. We will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. We can't give them that comfort if we give up. We can't give them that comfort if we throw in the towel. We can't give them that comfort if we just throw our hands up and walk away. We cannot give them that comfort. Remember, God is comforting us in all times of trouble and all suffering. We got the comfort and be there for someone else. Amen. He will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, listen, For the more we suffer for Christ given us, for the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. The more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for yourselves, amen, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you, which means others. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. So when we go through, we show them how we went through. We teach them how to go through so they can endure the going through so they can help someone else. Like God comforted us, we got to comfort somebody else so somebody else can comfort us. Amen? Somebody else can be comforted. Because as believers, we partake in the suffering of Christ. Remember that. We also receive God's comfort and can share that comfort with others. Because when we start sharing God's comfort with one, that is the one way in which God uses our suffering to minister to others. See that? He uses our suffering to minister to others. It's not about us. It's about God's people. It's about us standing in a gap for somebody else. It's about us being a sacrificial lamb for somebody else. It's about us laying down our lives for somebody else, like Christ laid down his life for us. Amen? So with that being said, I just want to encourage someone, stand up, fight, trust in God. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all our ways trust in him. And he will direct our path. But it has to be us trusting in God's way and not ours. Oh, the flesh is a crazy, crazy thing, but it's not stronger than the spirit. The mind is a wicked, wicked thing, but it's not stronger than God. The tongue is a nasty, dirty, filthy thing, but it's not stronger than God. We have to speak life into the atmosphere. We have to think on things of the Lord. We have to believe in God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. Yes, there are going to be struggles. Yes, there are going to be ups and downs, valleys and wildernesses and mountains on top of mountains on top of mountains. But if the Lord allow you to get through that day and you got another mountain tomorrow, all that is saying, I got you through yesterday, you know I get you through tomorrow. I got you through the last 20 minutes, I get you through the next 20. Just got to, even in this whole ordeal of corona and politicians and all these crazy decisions being made, we got to trust in God. God is the author and finisher of our faith. That's what we say. He's the author and finisher of our life. That's what we say. We say he's the great I am. That's what we say. We say, oh, Lord, I trust and believe you with all my heart. Okay, when something comes down the pike, I got to lean on God. I can't lean on me. When some heartache come your way, run to God. Run to your altar. Run to your prayer closet. Run to that place where you know God meets you at. He meets you there. He meets you there. That means he's already there preparing to comfort your suffering. Amen. This is Fresh Fire Friday, and yes, I am still your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I am your host with the most, giving all thanks to the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I thank you, and I praise you, and I praise you, and I praise you, Lord, because without you, where would I be? Without you, there would be no me. Amen. And I just thank you for what you've done, Lord. I thank you for the studio. I thank you for the show. I thank you for the support of all your people. I thank you for First Lady stepping in the gap, sitting in the gap, still building, still building, still trying to bring progress to the show, still building. She's taking it to different levels. She's taking it to different atmospheres. She's taking it to different avenues. She's sponsoring. She's working. She's working in the kingdom. This is still kingdom building. See, listen, the church building might be shut, but the church in our heart needs to keep on growing. We grow. If we grow spiritually, the devil can't do nothing. That's just the building. The church is in us. The power of God is in us. The wisdom of the Lord is in us. His grace and his mercy is upon us. We just have to fight. 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 So I really want to thank First Lady. But for you people who don't know, she's really, oh my God, if I can sit back and tell you some of the things that she's doing and some of the goals that she has and some of the things she has for MCI Ministry Radio, wow, we just really thank all our supporters. We truly do. We thank those who's been a blessing to the ministry. We thank those who have been just listening and fellowshipping with us and calling and asking for prayer and, you know, trusting and believing in the God in us. We want to just keep on doing God's work. We want to keep on being in place. We want to keep on being where we're supposed to be. Amen. So we just want to really, really thank you on this Friday afternoon. Don't count it robbery that you can't go here, you can't do there. And when you do go, be safe. Put on your mask. Get your disinfect. Stay 6 feet apart. It ain't that deep. It ain't that deep. If you're shopping, shopping way from afar. Amen. Glory to God. Walk with you shopping. Just walk through the store praying. Lay hands on everything that you buy. Lord, please don't let this be no harm to me. Whatever. I mean, we got to trust God in all we do. So there's no use if we had to stay in. Find something to do. Me and my wife, we play spiritual Bible trivia. We done found all these little spiritual games. I mean, we not holding down, but we just find something to occupy the mind. The mind. If the devil can get in there and mess that up, no telling where you'll be at on Friday night. You might not be listening to Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. You be listening to the other song by the Barcades, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. But once again, we just want to thank you. And I want to bless you all with prayer on this evening. I hope the power of the Lord rest upon your homes, your hearts, your mind, your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your enemies, your doctors, your school teachers, your neighbors, anybody that's connected to you. We want the love of the Lord to be upon them. Amen. So us here at MCI Ministry Radio, we come together, we touch and agree, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And Father, we love you. And we know that you're still in charge. And we know that nothing can harm us. We know that you're not going to let anything harm us as long as we continue to trust and believe in you. Father, we just glorify your name. We glorify what you've done. We glorify the heavens that you have made. We thank you for the Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life so we have everlasting life, so we shall not die and perish. Amen. We thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for loving us enough to give your only Son, Lord. Father, we just know that you believe. And because we trust and believe, we know that we'll continuously be saved. We know that we are righteous. We know that we are loved by you. We know that we are covered by the blood. We know that we are comforted by you. We know that you have our back. So, Father, show us and teach us how to do what we must do so when the ark doors open, we can go out not as wild people, but people of praise and worship and healing hands and delivering words. We trust and believe that it will be done in Jesus' name because, Father God, we want our lives to give you the glory. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Like First Lady always does, I am not going to leave here without leaving with a song. And tonight's song is, oh, here we go.
Anybody in the house just feel like just giving God a little glory, just make your way down. Somebody going to sing this song, this old-time church song. Come on. Come on, give me some young people down here. Come on, Lamisa, come on down here. Come on, Eartha, dancing to the dancers there. Come on, Tracy. Y'all, come on down here. Come on, Brother Willie P. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Come on down here. Come on. Come on. Everybody who want to come on. Everybody who feel like they need to come on. Yeah, how many here been lied on before? You need to be down there. How many been cheated before? You need to be down. How many been talked about? I know you've been talked about. How many been mistreated? How many been filled with death? How many been scorned? Yeah! Talked about to it before. I've been down! Almost to the ground, but as long as I got King Jesus.
you to know, Lord, as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I say? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on.
King Jesus, as long as I got
my delight when I think about the goodness of Jesus. And oh, he done done for me, I just thank. Put your hands together and pray.
God bless and good night.